Today is November 9th, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. City takes first steps for bridge. Definite action was taken yesterday by the City Commission to have all the preliminary work done towards the building of a bridge across the Hoquiam River from the foot of Simpson Avenue to a point west of the Northwestern Mill. Prior to the introduction of a resolution looking to this object, a letter was read, which had been received by Mayor H.G. Fisher from James Allen, State Highway Commissioner, advising the procedure to be followed in case the city desired the state to assist in the preparation of the plans. Mr. Allen referred to a recent visit of C.E. Andrews, engineer of the Highway Department, said he understood that Hoquiam desired the department to make necessary surveys, prepare plans, specifications, estimates, and supervise construction of the structure, and the city would reimburse the department for actual costs of engineering work performed by the department. He said he gathered it might be economical to build a drawspan style of bridge upon which a royalty would have to be paid, and wanted the city, if it passed a resolution authorizing the state to go ahead with the engineering work, to include a clause amending liability to pay the royalty. In other news, Hyndman elected head of alumni unit for Harbor. William Hyndman of Hoquiam was elected president of the Grace Harbor Alumni Association of the University of Washington, organized at a banquet of some 70 alumni at the Lafayette Hotel last night. Miss Laura Fowler of the Aberdeen High School staff was elected secretary treasurer. Dr. J.G. Fletcher of the faculty of the University of Washington was the speaker on the evening, arousing interest and enthusiasm with a talk upon the purposes and sentiments of the Alumni Association. Miss Ruth Campbell of Aberdeen gave a reading, and Mrs. Roy Fox of Hoquiam sang several songs. Singing of college songs with Mrs. Clarence Collison of Aberdeen at the piano concluded the events. In the city and county news, Wash Gregory, a marine engineer from Mexico, known from Mexico to Alaska and in many foreign ports as well as in Hoquiam, is renewing old acquaintances here. He came in aboard the Tamalpais. For those not well acquainted with him, it might be stated that Wash is an abbreviation and that he denies he was born in either of the years Washington was elected president. Chief of Police T.A. Carnine yesterday brought in a bicycle from a vacant lot in the vicinity of 23rd and 24th Streets, where it had been abandoned. Lynn Leadham forfeited $50 bail yesterday for failure to answer in police court when his name was called. He was charged with liquor possession. News from McCleary yesterday was to the effect that the new paving from there to the Thurston County line would be open to the public next Sunday. This will add about 3 miles of paving to that already in use on the Olympic Highway, leaving all paved to Olympia except about 5 miles between McCleary and Elma. And finally, the boys of St. Mary's School met the Lincoln School boys yesterday afternoon on Postles Field in a football game ending with a score of 48-24 in favor of the St. Mary's School's kids. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 9, 1922. History lovers, we hope you'll join us this Saturday, November 12th, when the Polson hosts author Brian Johnston, who will present a program detailing his research in writing the new book, Into the Woods, which dives into the 1935 George Weyerhaeuser kidnapping. This infamous story has a Grace Harbor connection, which Johnston will highlight at his talk and book signing, which starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.